You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 204 of Erk FM, Erk FM Australia, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on Erk FM and also on Trax Radio. As I'm recording this, this is New Year's Eve Eve, so it's the day before New Year's Eve. It is going to be a massive New Year's Eve for me. I'll be out at a metal gig, which will absolutely be awesome. So before I go to that, I have given you a massive variety and a massive list of music to see you out for 2011. It's been fun being here in 2011, but 2012, I think, is going to be even bigger yet. We're going to have a wide range of music, a bit of country and or western, a bit of rock, a bit of pop, maybe a bit of techno, who knows. And we're going to hear from Jordan Warner, and he has a new album out that is called Love Is Leading. So let's hear from Jordan now here on Erk FM, erkfm.com, and also Trax Radio. Thanks, Matus.
I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, even when you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, 'cause you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, even when you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got fever. That is something you should know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Oh, Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, now Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou giveth fever. When we kiss her, fever with our flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever. When he kisses, even when he holds me tight, fever. I'm his missus, but daddy, won't you treat him right. Now you've listened to my story. Here's a point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, even when you live and learn. Fever! Till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Hi everybody, I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from The Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to...
Irk FM.
Drinking tea. We're British, you know.
Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to Irk FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
Mummy. Yes, dear. Mummy, I think I've just been bitten. Bitten? Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Irk FM. Oh, my God.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This morning, deep in my dream, miss my baby, and I know he's missing me. Come to know our time together, not like apart, face to face and heart to heart. You're my quintessential lover, quintessential lover, quintessential lover, lover. You're my quintessential lover, quintessential lover, quintessential lover, lover. You bring me so much joy, boy. You bring me so much joy. You bring me so much joy, boy. You bring me so much joy. And it it seems our time is slowly running out, just like sounds out of the other world. Rest assured that when my baby comes around, I can't stand when he's not right there. You're my quintessential lover.
Thank you.
You're listening to episode 204 of Urk FM, Urk FM Australia. And we've had some great music so far. Sort of trying to keep on a New Year's Eve sort of theme. And to that end, we heard a song just then from Kim Delladova with her song Drunken Jibes. Before that, we heard from Charmaine with her song Joy. And before that, we heard from Jenny Mortimer with Fever. Now, we've featured Jenny Mortimer on Channel Urk before. She has worked extensively as a singer and an actor in Australia and has worked and taught students in professional productions of Cats, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, My Fair Lady, Guys and Dolls, and a lot more. She has toured throughout Australia with these productions and many cabaret shows and floor shows. She has supported international acts such as Boney M, Village People, Warren Mitchell, to name a few, and has performed at many corporate functions in Melbourne and throughout Australia. She's even performed in local television productions and films such as Neighbours and Farlap. And she's currently teaching voice at a secondary college and a district college in Victoria, where she has 90 singing students. And she is also a contemporary pianist, oh there's that word again, and performs all her own arrangements for her singing students. So after Jenny Mortimer, we heard from Charmaine. She's from Sydney, into the new wave, pop and psychobilly genres. And she's been around for a while, since about 2007, on that space anyway. And then our last act that we heard there was Kim Delladova. And in 2005, she released, for the want of a better word, a sublime collection of 11 tracks which feature her tasteful guitar playing and establish her strength as a songwriter. And her latest collection is called City Keepers. And those songs were written over two summers in Toronto. Now I'm presuming Toronto, Canada, rather than Toronto, New South Wales. Our next act up is called Aqua Lash. And they are from Sydney. They're a duo who have developed a unique musical identity, one that would sit comfortably in a playlist alongside artists such as Portishead, Goldfrapp, More Chiba, Garbage, Radiohead, Florence and the Machine, PJ Harvey, Leonard Cohen, Casey Tunstall, and a lot more. This is Aqua Lash, and we're going to hear now a song, ironic for an Australian episode, called America.
Just make love.
Well, we had a song there called America, and so afterwards the song we just heard was called Russia. See what I did there? And you'd think that, and with a name like Russia and the name Russia, that they would be Russian, but no, they were from Melbourne, but alas, they are no more, according to their you-know-what space. They've called it a day back in February this year, but it's a bit sad when bands break up, but who knows why that happened. So now we're going to continue on, and we're going to hear from the Honey Palace, and the Honey Palace have released quite a few tracks. They say that the word honey is a symbol of wisdom, and so we're going to find out more about them now. This is the Honey Palace with She's the One.
This is Simon.
And this is Alan.
And we are from...
Centered Self!
That was really weird.
I don't care.
All right. And you're listening to...
Irk FM!
You can find us on...
Facebook.
YouTube.
MySpace.
Just search...
Centered
Self!
Yeah!
I've been spending all my time wondering how it's gonna end. Think about if I can get through another day. I've been spending all my life, look around what's happening now. Think about the world and it will end.
Hey, this is Christian Jackson, and you're listening to ERK FM. Listen to me on christianjackson.com if you want to listen to me on christianjackson.com. Yeah, christianjackson.com. Am I drunk?
Of my hours, even on the darkest of my days, when trouble seems to be my sole companion, the trick of life reminds me that things change. Seems I'm always seeing rainbows, but I can't say if that means that I'm as close to heaven as I'll ever be. And even when the rains come, I know that there'll be an end. When they're gonna find me in the company of a friend. Of the service, wrapped up in my burden and my shame, but something still reminds me there's a purpose in learning to accept what I can't change. Seems I'm always seeing rainbows, but I can't say if that means I'm as close to heaven as I'll ever be. Even when the rains come, I know that there'll be an end. When they're gone, you'll find me in the company of the friend.
last parts of this heart of mine. You took my love and made your getaway.
We've definitely had an interesting stretch there of music. We just heard from Marissa Yamin with her song Vacant Sign. Before that, we heard from Lisa Maxwell with Select Vacancy. Prior to that, we heard Storm Cellar with a song called Company of a Friend. And to start off that particular set, we heard from Sam Pollard with World of Difference. Sam Pollard was originally from the UK, raised in the UK, relocated to Australia, and he's now thinking of returning to the UK, I presume. He started playing piano at the age of 5 and has never looked back, so he's a pianist. Sam is a gifted composer and an accomplished multi-instrumentalist. He plays piano, keyboards, electric and acoustic guitars, cornet, trumpet, and trombone, and has a voice that can brilliantly blend various styles to create the sound that is Sam Pollard. And so I think you could agree there, very, very talented guy, Sam Pollard. After that, we heard from Storm Cellar. And Storm Cellar's music is based solidly in blues, roots and country, combining influences from the likes of Canned Heat, Creedence, The Band. They maintain a songwriting focus and prolific output with two albums of original material released in 2010 alone. And so they've got a series of gigs coming up in the Newcastle and northern regions of New South Wales in 2012. And they've had a bit of media exposure as well. We also heard from Lisa Maxwell. At the time she recorded that song, she was a solo performer, but she's now part of a band called Deerstalker. And she's from Melbourne. Deerstalker are a three-piece. And I've played Lisa before on ERK-FM. She's quite cool. And the last artist we heard there, Marissa Yeaman, I've also played her before. She travelled the nation of Australia as a child. And she's got a lot of life experiences. And she's an awesome writer. She's worked for many years as a live musician in the pubs and clubs of Australia, and her debut album was way back in 2005. She was accidentally discovered by European radio and became a surprise entry into the critic-based Euro-Americana charts, reaching number 19. Her third full-length album, Voices from the Underground, was recently released in 2011.
looking through the wood blinds, lying with you, hearing two hearts beat in time. Wake up, my love, the day is waiting, ready will be so amazing. Oh, what we've got is a little bit wonderful.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I'm a little fussy, but I got a little lucky with the boss from the corner store. He took me out to dinner, but the waiter was a winner, and the boss, he was out the door. You wanna
type, cause I know what I like. Some variety now and then. Bad boys, good guys, tattoos, black ties, always up for anything. Hey, 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 it's not a waste of time. You may be one of many, but you'll never be the last in line. Hey, I'm really glad you're here, cause you're one of my favorite boyfriends. One of my favorite boyfriends. You're my favorite boyfriend of the year. I've broken one heart, maybe two.
We had an interesting stretch there of songs here on Irk FM episode 204 as we celebrate the new year. That was Melbourne's 3912 with their song Summer Girlfriend. Before that we had the McClements with their song Favourite Boyfriend of the Year. Prior to that we had Christy Cox with A Little Bit of Wonderful, and to kick things off Genevieve Maynard and the Tall Boys. And the song that we heard there was called Long Gone. I've played Genevieve Maynard and the Tall Boys before. From memory, they're from Melbourne. I could be wrong, though. Their most recent release that I can find was The Holloway in 2009. So I'm not sure if they're still around or not. After that we heard from Christy Cox, and she's from South Australia. When she was 4 years old, she told her parents that she wanted to be a singer when she grew up, and she was putting on shows for her family and friends in her lounge room. The dream became reality when she stepped on stage for the very first time at the age of 11. At the age of 12, she decided to teach herself guitar with the ambition to write her own songs and perform solo. She spent her weekends as a teenager travelling to festivals near and far with her parents for any opportunity to get on stage. She graduated in 2002, majoring in music. She has also learnt bass guitar as a second instrument. She was accepted into the Brisbane Conservatorium of Music but decided to defer to concentrate on following her inspirations and her aspirations of a career in country music. She became the first person to win the Junior and Senior Champion of Champions in South Australia and a lot more. And among others, including the McClements, she will be at the 2012 Tamworth Country Music Festival. And the McClements, three sisters, they joined forces 5 years ago and have taken the country music world by storm. I have played them before here on Urk FM. They had an amazing year in 2010, achieving gold sales of their album Wrapped Up Good here in Australia in 10 weeks. And they entered the ARIA charts at number 2 on... also claiming number 1 on the ARIA Country Chart. Their 2010 Wrapped Up Good tour sold out all over Australia, and they were rewarded with the ARIA for the Best Country Album of the Year in 2010, and a lot more. So let's hear from our next act. This is The Eternal here on Urk FM. Urk FM and Trax Radio.
Yeah. Till I'm dry, I don't even know why. I don't even think you don't know.
from Melbourne. That was Leanne Kingwell with Show You What. And we've also featured Leanne before on IRC FM. She's from Melbourne, but I believe she may actually be overseas, over in LA at the moment. She's putting down some new tracks, apparently, so that is cool. Before that, we heard from Sarah Saunders with Falling. Before that, The Third Estate with their song Dirty Wings. And to start that set, we had The Eternal with their song Under a New Song. The Eternal. Let me tell you a little bit about them. They are from Melbourne. From the clubs of Melbourne to the Fillmore Irving Plaza in New York City, 2009 saw The Eternal build a momentum unrivaled by any other Australian independent band in the heavy rock scene. They have played in a remarkable number of places, including Australia, Portugal, Spain, Holland, Belgium, Germany, Finland, Hungary, Japan, Canada, the USA, and Mexico. And they formed in 2003 in Melbourne. They signed a 2-album deal with Firebox Records of Finland on the strength of their self-titled promotional EP. Their debut album, The Somber Light of Isolation, was released worldwide in June 2004. So they've been around for a while. Have Eternal. The Third Estate, they're from Albury. Not sure if they're still together. I have played them before, maybe not on this show, but on Insomnia Radio Australia, which is now back. And to complete that set, we heard from Sarah Saunders. And she puts herself in the metal new wave rock category, so I'm not sure about the metal bit, the new wave bit. Most likely, and she's from Melbourne. Now we have one track to come. This is from Clay Michaels. He's a newcomer to the Australian film industry, but he's been composing music for as long as he has a memory. Whether it be making tunes on the $50 piano in his living room at the age of 6, the modest studio in Adelaide during a composing binge at the age of 17, or his fully decked out recording studio in Apollo Bay at the age of 27. He has composed over 200 complete pieces of music, ranging across many styles from classical, film, dance, pop, R&B, hip-hop, jazz, and Christian. In August of 2011, Clay Michaels decided to leave his up-and-coming career as a pop musician and follow a more elegant and productive route of film music composition. So let's hear him now. This is Clay Michaels with The Last Time, very appropriate as the last song of 2011.
Sing.
You have been listening to episode 204 of IRC FM Australia, part of Channel IRC, and can be heard also on Tracks Radio and via the Association of Music Podcasting. It's been an epic year of podcasting and music here on IRC FM and Channel IRC. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope that you enjoy your Christmas New Year period, and make sure to come back to hear great music again in 2012. All the music on this episode was supplied by Airplay Direct. The rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. On this episode, we heard a lot of music. We heard from Jordan Warner, Jenny Mortimer, Charmaine, Kim Delladova, Aqualash, Russia, The Honey Palace, Sam Bollard, Storm Cellar, Lisa Maxwell, Marissa Yeaman, Genevieve Maynard and the Tall Boys, Christy Cox, The Clements, 3912, The Eternal, The Third Estate, Sarah Saunders, Leanne Kingwell, and Clay Michaels. Don't forget to check out other music across Channel IRC, including IRC FM Metal Monday on Mondays, IRC FM Extra as required on Tuesdays, IRC FM International on Wednesdays, and this show, IRC FM Australia, each and every Friday down the pipes and into your ears on IRC FM and also on Tracks Radio. I will see you next week, where it'll be 2012. This year has certainly gone quickly. There's been a lot of music this year, and I have been exposed to some awesome music, which I plan on seeing a lot more of in 2012. To anyone who has supplied me music, thank you. To the various labels and agencies, thank you as well. 20 of the bands, thank you. And to you who has listened as well, thank you as well. I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time, and good night, Interweb.